Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I am Ashok Ojha with the Midday News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says one of India's key diplomatic objectives is to ensure favorable energy environment for coming decades. RSS to launch several outreach programs to promote social harmony and national unity on Vijayadashmi this year to mark 100 years of its formation. Nation pays homage to great revolutionaries Bhagat Singh, Rajguru and Sukhdev on Martyrs Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says their fearless pursuit for freedom and justice continues to inspire people of the country. In basketball, India beats hosts Bahrain in the final qualifier match in Manama to book spot in FIBA Men's Asia Cup 2025. And in IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad to take on Rajasthan Royals in Hyderabad this afternoon. Chennai Super Kings to face Mumbai Indians in Chennai this evening. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said one of India's key diplomatic objectives is to ensure favorable energy environment for coming decades. Speaking at a media event in Mumbai yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar said, after decades of hearing the virtues of globalization, the world today is grappling with the reality of industrial policies, export controls and tariff wars. He said India, as the world's fifth largest economy, must develop a broad and diverse set of energy relationships.
To ensure that we have a favorable energy environment for coming decades is understandably one of our key diplomatic objectives. Beyond fossil fuels, it extends to developing and deploying renewables on a large scale, as well as exploring the potential of small modular reactors. The world of AI and the world of EV are going to generate much higher energy demands on top of the natural needs of greater prosperity. If data is the new oil, then data centers are the new refineries, and they will need to be powered.
The External Affairs Minister said the idea of Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas also applies to the country's foreign policy, adding that India is among the few that can simultaneously engage with Russia and Ukraine, Israel and Iran, the Democratic West and the Global South and the BRICS and the Quad countries. He further said, even in a sensitive domain like defense and security, Indian diplomacy ensures that both our armed forces and businesses have the widest possible selection of partners. The Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh has announced the launch of several outreach programs on Vijayadashmi this year, as it completes 100 years of its formation. Briefing media persons on the conclusion of 3-day national meet of Akhil Bharatiya Pratinidhi Sabha of the Sangh in Bengaluru today, RSS General Secretary Dattatreya Hosbole said there will be no formal celebration. However, various outreach programs will be launched on the Foundation Day of RSS on Vijayadashmi this year. He added, these programs will seek social participations in various activities for the betterment of the society. Mr. Hosbole said, there will be mass contact programs at the grassroots level to promote social harmony and national unity.
Our aim is to reach every mandal or a basti. This has been our target. And next 6 months, we are expecting to achieve this before the next Vijayadashmi, which is our target. This year has served as the preparatory year for us. Preparatory year in the sense, one is expansion of the organizational activities, consolidation, improving the quality of the work, and also reaching out to various segments, and preparing for the centenary year to expand and emphasize the activities that we have already been taking up, but giving a special focus on the same.
Replying to media queries on the issue of Aurangzeb controversy, Mr. Hosbole made it clear that Aurangzeb does not represent Indian ethos and cultural values. He added that the society should decide whether an invader can be their icon. Responding to another question, he said, religion-based reservation is not constitutional, and many courts have rejected such an action. The centre has withdrawn 20% duty on onion export, effective from 1st of April. The Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Ministry said this will ensure remunerative prices to the farmers while maintaining affordability of onion to the consumers at a crucial juncture. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's recent podcast with AI researcher and podcaster Lex Fridman is now accessible in multiple languages. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the aim is to make the conversation accessible to a wider audience. The budget session of Delhi Legislative Assembly will get underway tomorrow. The session is tentatively scheduled to run till 28th of March, with provisions for extension if required. CAG report on the functioning of DTC will be tabled in the House on Monday. The budget will be presented this Tuesday. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has extended the submission deadline for the online application forms of Common University Entrance Test CUET Undergraduate 2025 till tomorrow. In a press release, the NTA announced that the deadline for submitting examination fees has been revised to 25th of March, while the correction window will be open from 26th to 28th of this month, allowing modifications to specific fields. The CUET UG 2025 is tentatively scheduled to be held from 8th of May to 1st of June this year in computer-based test mode at various centres across the country and in 15 cities abroad. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more news, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The nation is paying homage to great revolutionaries of the Indian freedom struggle, Shahid-e-Azam Bhagat Singh, Shivram Rajguru and Sukhdev Thapar, who were executed at the central jail in Lahore on this day in 1931. The brave freedom fighters were tried for assassinating British police officer J.P. Saunders on 17th of December 1928 in Lahore and were sentenced to death. Their sacrifice remained etched in the collective memory of the Indian people, forever inspiring the nation to uphold the ideals of freedom and unity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to legendary freedom fighters on Martyrs' Day today. In a video message shared on social media platforms, Mr. Modi recalled, "Their fearless pursuit of freedom and justice will continue to inspire people of the country."
आज इतने वर्षों बाद भी अमर शहीद भगत सिंह, राजगुरु और सुखदेव के बलिदान की गाथा देश के बच्चे-बच्चे की जुबान पर शहीद दिवस पर मैं देश के लिए अपना सर्वस्व न्योछावर करने वाले सभी वीर वीरांगनाओं को कृतज्ञ राष्ट्र की तरफ से भावांजलि अर्पित करता हूं.
A large number of people are visiting the National Martyrs Memorial at Husainiwala in Punjab to pay homage to the great freedom fighters. Haryana Sports Minister Gaurav Gautam flagged off a rally at Palwal on Martyrs Day. Nation is remembering great freedom fighter Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia on his birth anniversary today. Dr. Lohia, a socialist political leader, was born on this day in 1910 in Akbarpur in Uttar Pradesh. Paying tribute to the veteran leader, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, described Dr. Lohia as a visionary leader, a fierce freedom fighter and an icon of social justice who dedicated his life to empowering the underprivileged and building a strong India.
Ram Manohar Lohia, pichli shatabdi ke mahan vicharak, jinke chintan ka prabhav, aaj ke Hindustan ki rajniti par kahin na kahin nazar aata hai. 1942 हिंद छोड़ो ये आंदोलन अपनी तीव्रता पर पहुंचा और ऐसे समय उस आंदोलन की बागडोर संभाली थी. राम मनोहर लोहिया देश को बचाने के लिए जेलों में भी सत्याग्रह करके पहुंचते रहे और उस कालखंड की युवा पीढ़ी के मन में वो प्रेरणा का स्रोत बन गए.
The Agricultural and Processed Food Products Export Development Authority, APEDA, has announced the global resurgence of the traditional Indian Goli soda, rebranded as Goli Pop Soda. Commerce and Industry Minister said in a statement that this iconic beverage is making a remarkable comeback on the global stage, driven by its innovative reinvention and strategic international expansion. The product has already made strong inroads in global markets, with successful trial shipments to the US, UK, Europe and Gulf countries. The United States has lifted bounties of $10 billion on three senior Taliban figures, including the interior minister, who also heads a powerful network blamed for bloody attacks against Afghanistan's former government. Speaking to media in Kabul, Interior Ministry spokesman Abdul Mateen Khani said the U.S. government has revoked the bounties placed on Haqqani, Abdul Aziz Haqqani and Yahya Haqqani. The Haqqani network grew into one of the deadliest arms of the Taliban after the U.S.-led 2001 invasion of Afghanistan. A foreign ministry official, Zakir Jalali, said the Taliban's release of U.S. prisoner George Glessman and removal of bounties shows both sides are moving beyond the effects of the wartime phase. Union Youth Affairs Minister and Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya has said, to make the Fit India movement a success, the people in the country must include regular exercise and cycling in their daily routine. The minister was speaking after participating in the nationwide Fit India Sundays on Cycle campaign at Lucknow this morning.
साइकिल पोल्यूशन का सॉल्यूशन भी है साइकिल फिट रहने का मंत्र है साइकिलिंग से मेंटली और फिजिकली फिटनेस भी बढ़ती है साइकिलिंग से फ्यूल की बचत होती है और हमारा विदेशी हुडियामन भी बचता है इसलिए मैं देश के सभी नागरिक को आह्वान करता हूँ कि हर संडे एक घंटे के लिए साइकिलिंग करें और अपने स्वयं को फिट रखें
एट द खेलो इंडिया पैरा गेम्स Shooting competitions are being held at Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range in New Delhi today. In the 10 meters air rifle prone mixed SH1 category, Sagar Balasaheb Katale clinched the gold medal while Mona Agrawal secured silver and Deepak Saini claimed the bronze medal. We now go over to our correspondent Abhishek Kapil for more updates on the mega sports event. Abhishek, what were the highlights of the day at the games so far and what events are lined up later in the day?
In the final of 10 meter air rifle prone mixed SH1 sportsman category, Sagar Balasaheb won the gold while Mona Agrawal secured silver. Deepak Saini claimed the bronze medal in this category. While 10 meter air rifle women SH1 category is underway, in which Sumedha, Rubina, and Anita are in leading positions. After that, medal ceremony will happen around 5 p.m. to celebrate the victory of the winners. Additionally, the para archery event concluded in JLM Stadium. Paralympic medalist Sheetal Devi won gold, whereas Payal Nag got silver and Jyoti took bronze in compound women open category. In compound men open, Shyam Sundar Swami got gold, Soman Kumar got silver, and Rakesh Kumar settled at bronze medal.
Thank you, Abhishek, for that update. Indian basketball team has qualified for the FIBA Men's Asia Cup 2025 after registering a thrilling win over host Bahrain 81-77 in their final match at qualifiers in Manama last night. The last time India beat Bahrain was in 2013. India will now travel to Jeddah, Saudi Arabia for FIBA Asia Cup to be held from 5th to 17th of August this year. In IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Rajasthan Royals in Hyderabad this afternoon. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In another clash of the day, arch rivals Chennai Super King will face Mumbai Indians in Chennai. The match will be played from 7:30 p.m. In the inaugural match of the tournament yesterday, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 7 wickets in Kolkata. And now, before we end this bulletin, the headlines once again. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says one of India's key diplomatic objectives is to ensure favorable energy environment for coming decades. RSS to launch several outreach programs to promote social harmony and national unity on Vijayadashmi this year to mark 100 years of its formation. Nation pays homage to great revolutionaries Bhagat Singh, Rajguru and Sukhdev on Martyrs Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says their fearless pursuit for freedom and justice continues to inspire people of the country. In basketball, India beat host Bahrain in final qualifier match in Manama to book spot in FIBA Men's Asia Cup 2025. And in IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad to take on Rajasthan Royals in Hyderabad this afternoon. Chennai Super Kings to face Mumbai Indians in Chennai this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.